Papa S. Memorable Short Stories. 9 memorable short stories you will love. Narrator, Melissa Cooper.
Candy. Grandpa Boyd was a rich farmer who owned a large farm in Ohio. He had an attractive daughter, Helen, who was full of energy and spirit. She was happy and always curious about what was going on around her and about life in general. Helen was 16 years old and loved living on her father's farms. Each day she looked forward to helping on the farm by taking care of the animals and collecting the eggs in the hen house. After the morning chores, Helen and her mom and dad sat down to a large breakfast of eggs, ham or bacon, fresh fried potatoes, milk, and fruit, all of which was produced on the farm. After breakfast, Helen took a shower, got dressed, and went to school. She was a good student and enjoyed school. She always made good grades. While Helen was in school, her mother baked fresh bread and cake and pies. Mom also canned fruits and vegetables grown on the farm. Father and his two immigrant farmhands did the daily chores on the farm. The farmhands were Clyde and his father. When Helen came home from school, she liked to spend time with Clyde. He was 30 years old. As time went by, Helen and Clyde became romantically involved. The day came when Helen began to get sick in the morning. Helen's mother took her to the doctor. After the doctor examined Helen, he told them Helen was pregnant. She began to cry. She knew her father would be angry. Mom asked Helen who the father was and said they'd have to tell her father, and you know he'll be angry. "Clyde is the father," answered Helen, still crying. "Are you talking about the farmhand, Clyde?" her mother asked. "Yes," said Helen. "Your father will definitely be angry, and Clyde will most likely lose his job on the farm," said her mom. Helen was a scared, confused 16-year-old who was uncertain about her future. Her mom tried to comfort her as they drove home from the doctor. When Helen and her mom got home, her mom told her to go get Clyde and bring him to the house. "Have him wait on the porch while I talk to your father." "Okay," said Helen, and she went to get Clyde. As Helen and Clyde approached the house, they could hear her father ranting and angrily yelling curses. "I will not have a bastard in my home. I'll have the SOB put in jail. I'll kill him, the SOB." The more her mom tried to calm her father, the angrier he got. Hearing the commotion in the house, Clyde told Helen, "There's no way I'm staying here." Helen asked him if he was going to run out on her. He told her, "No. If you want to come with me, you can." At that, Helen took Clyde's hand, and the two of them quickly walked toward the farmhand's house. As they approached the farmhand's house, they saw Clyde's father sitting on the porch in a rocking chair. Clyde and his father had a conversation in Spanish. His father went into the house. After a short time, he came back out and said something to Clyde and handed him keys and some money. He gave Clyde a big hug and a small suitcase. "What's going on?" asked Helen. "Are we going somewhere?" "My father gave me $500 and the keys to the truck," he told her. "He also suggested we leave here immediately." As they got in the truck,
sample complete. Ready to continue?